chair. We need a great economy, huh? An unscheduled chair. After so much singing, I guess there should be some different colors. So. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, of course, discusses the topics of Chanukah, and it comes in through the context of Bamei Madlikim and the different Shmonim, actually a topic that I learned about a year ago with Avigdor, on Shabbos program that we have, or had. The Mishnah discusses the different Shmonim and Psilos that are appropriate for Shabbos, the problem of the Gzeira Shema Yate, and in that context, the Gemara brings in the comparison to Chanukah. And the Gemara quotes the famous argument on Rav Huna, Psilos HaShmonim, Shema Chachamim, Ein Madlikim Ben B'Shabbos, Ein Madlikim Ben B'Chanukah, Ben B'Shabbos, Ben B'Chol. Amar Rav Amai Taimed Rav Huna, Kasavar Kavsa Zakukla, Umutal Yishtamish La'ora. And Rav Chizla says, Madlikim Ben B'Chol, Avalo B'Shabbos, Kas Kasavar Kavsa Ein Zakukla, Umutal Yishtamish La'ora. So there's a major machlokas whether or not if the Neros go out, in the context of Ner Chanukah, whether or not you have to reignite them or not, whether kavsa zakukla, you have to relight it, or kavsa ein zakukla. And on the surface, this is a very fundamental machlokas, which should affect other things as well. In terms of whether or not the hadlaka of Neros Chanukah focuses on the maisa mitzvah, or on the effect, the impact of the mitzvah, the pirsum anes, if you hold kavsa ein zakukla, it means that you did a proper hadlaka, and that's sufficient. And if you hold kavsa zakukla, it means that the impact beyond the action is independently significant. We paskin kavsa ein zakukla. But the Beis Halevi has several pages in his Perush al Torah where he discusses in Yani Chanukah, asks a very fundamental question. He asks, how is it possible that we paskin kavsa ein zakukla, that if the nair goes out that we can ignore it and not relight it, when the Gemara itself on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph has a very interesting halacha, Amar Rav Huna Chatzah Sheyesh Ba Beis Psachim Tzarech Shtei Neiros. And the Gemara goes on to explain that if a person, the configuration of the structure of a person's house is that there are more than one avenue to get in, therefore people walking down one path expecting to see Neiros Chanukah and they don't see it, they'll perhaps have a chashad that this person is not Madlik Neiros Chanukah. So because of that, it would be obligatory for a person to light on both sides of his property. So the Beis Halevi asks, since we paskin that way, there's a concept of chashad, why wouldn't kavsa ein zakukla be a problem of chashad? A person lights his neiros, and then it goes out 5 minutes later, which can happen, and somebody looks through the window, you know, during the Adjetichel Regal Menashuk time framework, and he sees no neiros, or no neir at least, and he'll be choshed that the individual in question was not madlik, so why is it any different than chashad? So the Beis Halevi came up with a very big chiddush, and he says, Inochanami, when the Gemara says kavsa ein zakukla, it only means mitzad, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. But the separate factor of chashad would require that someone relight the Ner. Then he adds a second chiddush, which is also a topic in its own right. He says, if you look very carefully at Rashi and Chav Aleph, Amud Aleph, Rashi explains kavsa zakukla letakna, hilkach tzorech lechatchila lasos yafe, dilma pasha v'lo metakela. How come Rashi didn't say, notes the Beis Halevi, that there's an obligation to relight the Ner once it's out? Instead, he says you have to fix it. He says it sounds like Rashi believes that the Ner Chanukah is already degraded at the time when it's, you know, a dying ember. In other words, if it's still lit, but it's on its way out, it's already chashuch and it's holech lihi chavos, already the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is over, which is a very big chiddush. He explains that that's connected to the idea of presume nisa, since you want to be mefarsing the nes through the neiros Chanukah. It's not enough that they technically be lit, they have to be a bright burning flame which would impact upon people. In other words, if in Kol Torah Kula, the definition of havar and kibui includes even that stage, neiros Chanukah is unique in that regard. And then he adds a third chiddush. He says his chiddush about kashad determining that kavsa is actually zakukla, even though it's ain zakukla, applies even if the embers, again, even if the light has begun to dull, that you would be obligated to fix it based on this principle of chashad. Then in the end of the piece he says, however, I have to admit that in the poskim you don't find such a thing. They just say kavsa zakukla. Kavsein Zakukla, and they don't mention anything about any of this, and that's Tamua, but he really thinks that this is the Psak. So in the 2 minutes that I have left, just wanted to say, how could one get out of the Beis Halevi's question? But I think that there are several assumptions in Beis Halevi's analysis which are questionable, and one particularly important point which I like to emphasize. And that is, the Beis Halevi assumes that even in terms of Chashad, and possibly even in terms of Pirsum Aneis, you can disentangle the effect from the action, from the Maisa Mitzvah. And it's quite possible that maybe one of the prime themes of Chanukah is the focus on the content and the substance of the mitzvah itself. What's unique about Chanukah is that there has to be Pirsum Aneis, and that we define the Maisa Mitzvah in terms of its capability of triggering the response of Pirsum Aneis. That's why it's adjective regum and ashuk, and you have to have the right shemen. You may even have to have the amount of shemen in the nair at the moment of the hadlaka, even if you're willing to stand there and keep feeding the fuel. According to one view in the Shulchan Aruch, that's not enough. Obviously, the pirsum aneis defines the hadlaka, but that there also cannot be a pirsum aneis without the hadlaka. And the difference then between chashad in the case of the Gemara in Chatzer and the case of Kavsa Zakuk, I think, is clear. Meaning, in the case of a chatzer, a person's lighting his neiros, and at the time of his lighting, given the structure of his home, it's not clear that people who walk by will be capable of discerning that he is committed and dedicated to this particular mitzvah. And therefore, he has to light in more than one corner of his home. Doesn't need a separate bracha, probably. Maybe the first bracha applies to both, or maybe it's just chashad. But the point is, it's related to the moment and to the action of the ma'isa hadlaka. But if a person fulfills the mitzvah of hadlaka in a substantive way, the idea that even based on chashad, he would be obligated simply to light for the sake of the effect is something which we do not find in the Gemara, and something which may be objectionable, and they feel the reason why the Stam Poskim did not accept this hidur, or chumrah, of the Beis Halevi. And I think the reason for that is goes back to something very basic about the story of Chanukah. And that is that really the story of Chanukah is about, you know, the role and importance of Maisa Mitzvos. And Itamar is here. Some years ago, he and I discussed the topic of, the Gemara links the placing of the menorah and contrasts it with the placing of the mezuzah. And if you look in the Sugya in Menachos, the Gemara in Menachos talks about the question whether or not the parshios and the mezuzah are psuchos or stumos, and the psak of many poskim is that, generally in a Sefer Torah, we separate, obviously the parshas are separate, and one would have expected for that reason that in a mezuzah that they would also have the proper hefsek of parshios. But in the mezuzah, the psak is that they're without a break, and we have them as stumos, not as psuchos, and the question is why. And the point is that the mezuzah, and this is parallel to the theme of Chanukah, really integrates the idea of Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim and Kabbalas Mitzvos. This is what we decided all the way back then, as I recall. And that's the parsha, of course, of Shema and B'Hayim Shemoa, one of which follows the other. And in the context of a mezuzah, there's no break, even though one is in Veschanan and one is in Akeb. The point being that, like the Mishnah explains in Brachos on Daf Tes, Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim without Kabbalas HaMitzvos is meaningless, and vice versa. And Chanukah was really a struggle for the quality of life for Klal Yisrael, and it was this understanding that, having Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim that is completely disconnected with the performance and the execution of actual mitzvos was a losing proposition, and at the end it was not sustainable. There could be no Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim long term without it being expressed in Kabbalas HaMitzvos, and that's why the mezuzah is a parallel to the Ner Chanukah, one on each side of the door. And for that reason, even though the purpose of Ner Chanukah is to project this idea of Pirsum Aneis and the Kiddush Hashem that it includes, the Ritva even uses the expression Kiddush Hashem, but the idea that could be accomplished without the substance of the mitzvah is simply inconceivable. And there are many other, I think, indications, but the Brachos, Shasanisim, and Mahavlik, and many of the other Pirsum Aneis issues which I think support this idea that of course we know the theme of Pirsum Aneis as part of the mitzvah, but the idea that there can be no Pirsum Enisa without also the substance of the mitzvah is a more subtle theme, but one which is equally important. And therefore, even though we're Choshesh, and there's a Din of Chashad, and I think that the Din of Chashad has its roots in that idea too, more than any other mitzvahs, this mitzvah Drabanan, which the Rambam calls Ner Mitzvos Chanukah, Chaviv and Heinad Ma'od require that, you know, it be unequivocal. We spoke about this a little bit this morning, and those who were in my house, that it be without any question whatsoever that people are committed and dedicated to the mitzvah of Chanukah, because the whole motivation for the rebellion and the struggle of Chanukah is really rooted in that idea. And therefore, the chashad, which is an extra mile, normally we say, you know, lo kosher b'ksherim, lo ka b'gufam, and, you know, they should be always giving people the benefit of the doubt. When it comes to Neros Chanukah, this is an additional element of being unequivocally committed and excited and enthusiastic about the performance of the mitzvah, but never when it's disconnected from the substance of the mitzvah. And therefore, if it's kavsa and we pass ein zakukla, it's not a violation of chashad either. When there is a issue of chashad in shnei psachim, that too is somehow connected to the mitzvah of neiros chanukah. So I wish you all a simchas chanukah, and you can go back to thinking and dancing.